Shafts were zipping all around Buckley. He felt one cut sharply into his foot paw, and he fell. Picking himself swiftly up, he staggered and stumbled in a zigzag path until he reached the abbey. Diggs and Skipper flung the gate open, hauling him inside. Logalog Django shouted from the wall top,
"The treacherous blackguards! Gowsome, string your bows!"
Buckler roared back at the shrewd chieftain.
"No, no, don't fire at them. They'll kill our young guns. Don't do anything."
Reluctantly, Django gave his archers orders to stand down. Every beast flocked around the young heir. Dymphnia Witherspike and her daughter Tragedia supported him to the abbey building, where Sister Fumbrel took over.
"Bring him to the infirmary. Those vermin arrows may be tipped with poison. Hurry now."
Tragedia looked aghast.
"Poison? Oh, the foul fiends! And you were so brave out there, Mr. Buckler. So valorous, facing all those foe beasts single-pawed. Alas, only to be fatally pierced by poison weapons."
A swift kick in the tail from her grandmother caused her to yelp indignantly. Crumpfish pushed her onward.
"Don't let him go, missy. Keep tight hold or he'll fall. And you can stop all the drama. Save your moaning and wailing for the proper time."
Skipper watched the ladies escorting Buckler upstairs, commenting to Oakheart.
"You won't get near Buck, not with that lot. He's in more danger of being nursed, cared for and fed to death than he is from being slayed by vermin. See?"
Droll Hogwife and the Abbess hurried by, bearing a tray of food and drink as they followed the others. Diggs sat down on the bottom stairs, chunnering.
"I should have gone with old Buck. Blinking chap could starve to death round here if he's not jolly well wounded. What?"
Django turned to Granby.
"Bad luck losing your vermin prisoner like that. You won't get no more out of him."
Granby looked over the top of his rock crystal glasses, nodding sagely.
"Oh, really? You think so? Well, let me tell you, my friend. I learned enough from Gripchun to put a few things together myself. You don't get to be a recorder of Redwall by letting your brain go idle."
The others were immediately intrigued by this statement. Skipper thumped his rudder excitedly.
"Things? What sort of things, matey?"
Oakheart whispered confidentially.
"No secrets here, sirrah. You can tell us."
The old scribe chuckled.
"Later, perhaps, when Buckler gets back from the clutches of Sister Fumbrel. I'm afraid I don't know everything yet, so I may need a bit of help and some quick-witted ideas."
Diggs brightened up slightly.
"Chap to help with quick-witted ideas, do you say? Ha! You're looking at the very fellow, old lad. My quick-wittedness is legendary at Salamandastron, what?
Django chuckled.
"How easier it is. Trying to work out how to get more victuals than the rest. Figuring how you can pinch pies from the cookhouse and so on."
Diggs wrinkled his ears at the shrew.
"Steady on there. That's a jolly hurtful thing to say about a chap, you know. Still, I wish I knew where I could pinch a blooming pie or two right now. Most unusual for me, but I do feel a bit blooming peckish."
Granby smiled.
"Right then, shall we say after supper let's all meet in the gatehouse?"
Diggs nodded.
"Supper? A capital idea.